like to introduce you to our guest speaker today. Her name is Suze Casey, and Suze has been a friend of mine for quite a number of years through our mutual adventure with NECAN. And she has developed through her own life experiences a phenomenal program called Belief Repatterning. So, and she's got her own radio spot with Voice America, and she'll tell you a little bit more about that, but I'm just going to turn this over to Suze and let her tell you her story and maybe leave time to ask her questions. So this is Suze.
Good morning. Just so that you can get it straight, my name is Suze, S-U-Z or Z for those folks in the States, E. It's a little bit odd for some people, and I came into NECAN in 1998 in the fall. My background was I had major challenges with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, a couple bouts of cancer, and had huge, huge health challenges, and NECAN really, really helped me. And I remember heading off and saying I needed to figure out a way to have something work on the mind as quickly as the magnetics did on the body, because I was astounded. My family background is medical. My father's a veterinarian. My mother's a nurse. And I had never seen anything like what happened with the magnetics, and I know all of the people on the call have heard that before and had it happen with themselves as well. But my personal background is as an educator, and I have my master's degree in education, and my area of specialization was on how the mind works to learn. And so I know that whatever happens with one part of the body will happen with another part of the body, and I thought if there was something that worked that quickly on the physical body, there had to be a correlation of something that would work that quickly on the emotional and mental part of our bodies. And so I set out to study with, and had been studying at that point in time, with a number of people using all kinds of different techniques to get at those emotional blocks. And the reason that Bev asked me to join you on the call is because, as we're all aware, the belief that we hold about our body is what we create. And most of us will sit there and go, not consciously. And you're right, it's not consciously. So this work helps people get to the subconscious part. And in terms of what I'm doing with Body Balance right now, is in Calgary, which is where I live, Calgary, Alberta, we've started a check-in program where I help people by doing the repatterning of the beliefs as they come up. Because I'm sure that for most of us, even if you are already on a lifestyles program or some kind of a program where you're watching, for me anyway, when NECAN came up with Body Balance, it shook me a little bit because I know that NECAN's products work. And so I could no longer hide behind 35 years of, oh, that program doesn't work. Oh, this won't work for me. Does anybody recognize that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, ah! Oh, I'm going to have to face this one because I know NECAN works. So we've been having some fun with that. And so what I would just like to do is, first of all, are people aware that their belief systems control most of their lives? Is that a concept that's okay with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
okay, great.
That's true.
Yeah, and everybody understands on the call how to muscle test themselves?
Yes. No.
Okay, so whoever said no, I'm going to give you a quick and dirty way, and if you can't figure it out, it's a little bit like trying to do a haircut over the phone, but I've been fairly successful at teaching people this before.
This takes up too much time, maybe I could just get it in an email or something. I've heard it a little bit about it.
Okay, well, I can do it just real quick, and if you
okay.
get it first off, great.
Okay,
so
thanks.
What I suggested to people is take the hand that you do not write with and make like an okay sign with the thumb and the forefinger, like a little loop, mm-hmm. so that you've got a join where your finger and your thumb is. If people know how to muscle test themselves in other ways, that's fine. Then take your forefinger or your thumb from your other hand, and you're going to pull against the join on the hand that you don't write with. Okay? And I suggest you say, my name is, and use your own name, and you'll either get it to hold or to break open, and then say, my name is somebody that you're not, like Peter Pan or Ronald McDonald, and you'll get the opposite. Okay? So you just try that. What you can use that muscle testing for, though, is more than just yes and no. And what I do when I work with people is I ask them to muscle test and find out, you know, we muscle test together, or I'll muscle test on their behalf, to find out what percentage of what's going on for them is emotionally based. This doesn't mean it's all in your head. It means your head and your body work together. And so once you find out what part's emotionally based, then as you work through it, you can recognize that part out of there. So does that make sense to people?
Yes.
that's like something that I was thinking of doing. There's a guy that was going to come and do that with me next week. Is it called emotional release therapy? Kind of.
Emotional release therapy is belief repatterning. The difference between belief repatterning and emotional release therapy is that emotional release therapy focuses on releasing blocked emotion. I focus on creating what you want. As when I studied emotional release therapy and emotional freedom techniques, I looked at them and went, they've got some good steps. But I know that whatever I focus on, I create more of. And when I focus on releasing or freeing stuff that's blocking me, I create more blocks and more things to have to be freed and released. I focus on what I'm wanting to create and repattern that and create a new pathway in my mind for that to travel. Then I've built something new that the mind can use. And so it's all about getting that reticular activator off of focusing on what isn't helpful and onto focusing onto what is helpful.
Okay.
Most of us are pretty familiar with the reticular activator concept.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, the reticular activator is the part of our minds that screens what we pay attention to. So it's set according to what our beliefs are, so that it can support us. We can't focus on everything that's going on around us all the time, as much as we may try. And so our mind is very good at screening out the things that don't make sense to us and screening in the things that do make sense to us. So frequently when we're attempting to lose weight, for example, we're focusing on loss, and then that's going to conjure up all the beliefs that we have around loss, which are generally not good. A lot of people have talked about releasing weight. That's a more positive, absolutely, but releasing still, it sounds like it's something to, you know, like emotional freedom or emotional release. And so what I like to look at is clearing out and creating a healthy, flexible body. And so I talk about how much closer I'm getting to that. The difference in the vibration that happens in your body when you say those things is quite pronounced. So what I'm going to do is everybody's released some weight, I'm assuming. And so I'm going to suggest that you say the statement after me. I've lost 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it is. Steve, you had said you'd done 9 or something. Okay? So can I just get everybody on the count of 3 to say, I've lost and how many pounds? You don't have to do it loud enough that everybody can hear. We're all going to be doing it at the same time. Okay? So 1, 2, 3. I've lost 21
pounds.
Okay? And feel how that feels in your body. Now, there's no right or wrong feeling. It's just feel how that feels in your body. Now what I'm going to do is get you to say the same thing, only with the word released instead of lost. Okay? So on the count of 3, you'll say, I've released X number of pounds. Okay? And feel again how it feels in your body. Okay? 1, 2, 3. I've released 21 pounds.
5 pounds.
Okay? Now feel how that feels. Does it feel better or worse than the first one?
Less anxiety, less tension.
Less tension, less anxiety. It feels better, okay? Now what I'm going to get you to do is jot down this phrase. I am X pounds closer to creating a flexible and healthy body. Okay? I am X pounds closer to creating a flexible and healthy body. All right, so on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3... I am 21 pounds closer to creating a flexible and healthy body. Okay, now feel how that feels in your body. Anybody get tingles up and down their arms and down their back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's just a really quick example on how we use language to create our reality. You can tell if you're vibrating where you were vibrating on the I've lost, or if you're vibrating on the I'm closer to creating, or I'm in the process of creating, or I'm actively in a program that has allowed me to move toward my goal. Those kinds of statements give our bodies a different message and actually create a physical sensation. The first one was kind of tension when we talked about losing. The next one had less tension, and the last one actually creates a more excitement and a body that's vibrating at a higher level. That's where you want to vibrate around. Does that make sense to people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, is there any questions so far on this?
So So what was the last statement again? I am at?
I am X. No, so 50, 21, 3 pounds closer to creating.
Okay.
And you can fill in the blank on the last part. There's nothing really magical about that statement other than the way it's phrased. So, you know, you can say to creating a healthy and flexible body, to creating a svelte body, to creating the body that reflects who I really am, those kinds of things. Whatever fits for you. My personal favorite is I'm creating the physical body. I'm in the process of creating the physical body that matches who I really am. Here is the visible evidence of it. Now, that's another really key point, is the visible evidence. That reticular activator, as I said earlier, is set to look for the things that support our already existing belief systems. And if you aren't aware of what your already existing belief systems are, it's really hard to change that. What you can do, though, is consciously refocus or reframe that reticular activator. So I would challenge you all for the weekend to focus on what am I doing that's moving me towards, so that when you make your perfect start shake, you drink it down with the thought, this is creating, this is helping my body create the physical body I desire. When you go for your walk, this feels so good, it's visible evidence that I have a healthy body. Instead of, oh God, I got to go for a walk, it's time to put the shoes on, oh God, they're so heavy. You know, okay, you see the difference?
Yes.
Okay? It really is about mindset, and attitude is everything, and we all know that, and we've all heard it a billion times, but the next question is, how do you get out of that pissy place when you're in it? At least I would assume that's probably the next question.
Exactly. That's what I want to do. It's
like, yeah, I've heard this all before. Now what do I do?
That's right.
Like mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where I got to, because I was at a NECAN event, and one of the diamonds, and I wish to heck I remembered who it was so I could go up and give them a big sloppy kiss and a hug, was standing at the front and pounding their hand on the podium saying, you must be vigilant with your thoughts. You must always have positive thoughts. You have to, you know, it's really important. And my little sarcastic monkey at that time in my head said to me, well, that's a great idea, excepting how does being vigilant help you be positive? You know, that sounds a little bit war kind of stuff. I have to have these guards, sentries on my brain all the time, and that's going to cause me tension. Is that a kitty cat?
No, it's my daughter.
No, it's
Heather.
Lovely. Oh, Heather, good morning. And so the other part of my monkey at that time said, you know, it's all right to be conscious of your thoughts, but I'm going to be sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, and I know that my brain is 3 to 4 times more active when I'm asleep. You do the math. Doesn't matter how positive I am during the day, at nighttime I'm going to do it all away anyway. And so, as I said, I had a bit of a sarcastic monkey, but that monkey helped me out, because I went, okay, so I need to create something that helps my mind work on autopilot in a positive way, and that's where belief repatterning came in. So for whoever asked the question earlier, is this like emotional freedom technique, this is another difference, is that belief repatterning is absolutely a technique that you do with a practitioner, myself or one of the other ones on the website, and I'll give you that website in a moment, and you can learn to use it for yourself. You can learn to activate it for yourself. Now, I know you folks all meet on the telephone. What I'm going to suggest you do is jot down my email address, and I'll email you some samples that you can use for this. My email address is Suze, S-U-Z-E, or S-U-Z-E. I always have to do the translation for Americans. S-U-Z-E, @ BeliefRepatterning.com, and that's the word belief, BeliefRepatterning.com. If you fire me off an email and just say you're on this call, then I'll send you the sample statements that you can use and I'm going to talk about next. You can also jump onto my website, which is www.BeliefRepatterning.com.
Is it patterning, I-N-G?
You got it.
Okay. And that's the same way with the email, is ING, patterning. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, my best advice is if you're going to create something, make it easy to say, easy to spell, and easy for people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't manage that. every time I but I think, ooh, could have done a better choice there. Anyway, what I do is I walk people through a series of statements. So I'm going to really quickly, is there somebody that knows that they've got a belief that's in the way of their being where they want to be? The little monkey that keeps coming up and telling them why they can't.
Belief in poverty, not in powerful success.
Okay. And so what? Who just said that?
Mary.
Mary? Okay, Mary. Great. So let's. I'm just. What I'm going to do is I'm going to muscle test on your behalf. Okay. There's a little bit of talking about how I do that. I'm just going to ask you to suspend disbelief for a moment and let me do it, because I don't have time to get into how that works at the moment. But what I'm going to do is I'm not saying that we can clear that belief right now, Mary, but we may be able to clear a chunk of it. Okay. So what I'm going to do is make sure that, in fact, you do have a belief. You're saying belief in poverty. Anybody else share that belief on the call? We don't have to say it out loud, but okay, so is that what it is? Yes. And do I need more information than that? No, I don't. And what you want, you said, was to move toward... Mary, what do you want? What's the opposite of that? You wanted to move toward what?
Rich, I guess.
Sorry?
Richness.
Richness?
I guess.
Yeah, okay, this is one of the challenges that most of us don't know what we're moving toward. It's kind of like getting in your car and not knowing where you're going, so you sort of stay stuck on the driveway. So you need to know where you're headed, and so I use the muscle testing to find out if that's what it is. And I'm getting a no. Now, that doesn't mean you don't want that, but that's not exactly what you want. So is it abundance? Is it slow?
It's abundance.
Is abundance? Is it more than abundance?
Yes.
No. Okay, so we'll move from...
is one part of... I have lived in poverty mentally, and you don't need to do that. You really don't.
Exactly. So I'm going to walk you through a really quick process, and I'll get you to repeat after me. These kinds of statements are the ones that I'll be sending you folks. Okay, so you don't feel like you have to scribble them all down. I've got them all down on a piece of paper already. Now, what I'm doing is just a real quick overview of the technique. It's a lot more complex than that. You can find out more about it on the radio program or by giving me a shout. I do phone consultations, and, you know, so you can find out more. So I don't want you to think that this is it. It's just I'm giving you the little sampler series here. So, Mary, I'm going to ask you to repeat a statement after me. Anybody else who wants to can do that, but if you can just do it more, like, mumbly or in your head so that I can keep hearing Mary. And what I'm going to do is say a statement, Mary, ask you to repeat it back, and then we'll do a breathe, a deep in through the nose and out through the mouth, okay? I'm going to ask you to let me know, Mary, what your monkeys say. If they're going, well, can't do that, nope, can't do that, then let me know. If they're going neutral or just kind of being grumbly, let me know, okay? So I forgive myself for believing I have to stay in this state of poverty in my mind. I forgive myself for believing. So, Mary, could you repeat that? I forgive myself for believing. Did I lose her?
No, I forgive myself for believing, and I forgot the rest of it.
That I'm defined.
That I am defined.
By being in this state of poverty in my mind.
By being in this state of poverty in my mind.
Okay, breathe in through your nose, and breathe out through your mouth. Okay, I forgive myself for believing it's difficult to have abundance. I forgive myself for believing.
I forgive myself for believing.
That it's difficult to have abundance.
It's difficult to have abundance.
Okay, breathe in. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay.
I forgive myself for believing.
The way things have been.
The way things have been.
The way they have to stay.
The way they have to stay.
Okay. Now, you probably felt a little bit of an opening up on that last breath, or a little bit of a tingling happening somewhere, a little bit of a wave.
Calmness, basically.
Sorry?
Calm, C-A-L-M-N-E-S-S.
Calmness, okay. And when you get to that calmness, or that kind of, you feel something move or shift, you're ready to move to the next stage. Now, the forgiveness stage is just the beginning stage. The next one is permission. So I give myself permission to let go of that poverty thinking. It's in my way.
Permission,
I give myself permission.
Let go of that poverty thinking that is in my way.
Okay, breathe in. I give myself permission to create my life with abundance.
Give myself permission to create my life with abundance.
Great, breathe it in. I give myself permission to increase abundance in my life.
I give myself permission to increase abundance in my life.
And breathe in, and what do you get back from the monkeys? Anything?
There's a bit of a tension going on.
Okay, are they arguing or are they just being tense?
Tense.
Okay, so they're not saying anything specific?
No, I don't hear anything.
They're tense because you're rattling their cage, Mary. Okay. So we're going to move up to choice, which is the next part, okay? So I choose to let go of poverty thinking in my life. It's in my way. So I'm just making it a bit stronger this time, okay? So I choose...
I choose to let go of poverty thinking in my life.
It's in my way.
It's in my way.
And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I breathe in. Know how it feels when I feel abundant, and I like that.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
I know how it feels when I feel abundant, and I like that.
I know how it feels when I feel abundant, and I like that.
Breathe in. Now, did you get an argument on that one?
No, abundance is very positive.
Okay, super. I've experienced poverty thinking and I've experienced abundance, and I consciously choose fill in the blank. I've experienced poverty thinking.
I've experienced poverty thinking and
I've experienced abundance.
Abundant thinking.
And I choose.
And I choose abundant thinking.
And breathe in. Okay, what did you feel there?
Peace.
Okay, great. So you're ready to move to the next stage of the repatterning. You've let it go. You've forgiven yourself for believing it. You've given yourself permission for something else, and you've chosen something else. Now, I just noticed we're at the 30-minute mark. Is everybody okay for another 2 or 3 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to move to freedom, which is where we play around with the idea. So I'm free to live my life with abundance.
Free to live my life with abundance.
You breathe that one in. Okay. Any argument or pushback, Mary?
It's a slight pushback.
Okay. Is it specific or is it just nudgy?
Nudgy.
Okay, that means we need to do a couple more statements. I'm free to experience my life with abundance every day.
I'm free to experience my life with abundance every day.
I'm free to create what abundance means to me, and that is, fill in the blank.
I'm
free to create.
I'm free to accept what abundance means to me, and...
That is...
And that is... I don't know.
What does abundance look like to you? Does it look like a healthy body? Does it look like joy? Does it look like financial freedom? Does it look like... What does it look like?
Abundance is peace. Peaceful state of mind.
I know that peaceful state of mind. I'm free to be abundant and in it every day.
That peaceful state of mind, I'm free to be abundant and in it every day.
And breathe in. Are you still getting any of the pushback, or is it okay?
No, it's okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. I allow visible evidence of abundance in my life every day. We're moving to an affirmation statement here. I allow visible evidence.
I allow visible evidence of abundant life in my life every day.
I love finding visible evidence of abundance.
I love finding visible evidence of abundance.
Breathe it in. Now, how are you feeling when you do that?
Pretty perfect.
That's pretty exciting. Okay, so what we've just done now is reset that reticular activator to look for it. And what I'm going to suggest that you do, Mary, is for the next 24 hours or so, you don't have to run around saying abundance, abundance, abundance. You just have to be looking for it. And every time you see it, do, oh, there's an example of abundance in my life. And it might be, I don't know what part of the world you're living in, but here we're just getting spring. So it might be when you see the water running like crazy from the snow. Look at all the abundance. There's abundance in my life. I'm part and I'm connected to that abundance. Yay. Okay. Or when you see
you know, when you see the pounds melting away or being released, there's abundance in my life of health as opposed to there's things leaving it, okay? Anything that you can do that you can turn it around so that you can see the abundance coming in will help cement that learning in. Do you have to do that? No, but with any learning, and this is a learning, it's much more effective if it's practiced, okay? And then the last one, last stage is the surrender, which is where you accept it, is that's who you are and that's your life. So I'm a woman who experiences the world as abundant.
Woman who
so I get you to repeat.
Experiences life as abundant.
Breathe it in. I'm a woman who defines abundance as peace of mind, and I have that every day.
I am a woman who defines abundance as peace of mind, and I have that every day.
Hey, breathe it in. Any argument or pushback, or is that just all fine?
Just all fine.
Perfect. Okay. So what you'll find now is that that will start happening because you've moved that reticular activator over and you've changed the way that your mind is thinking, literally moved the pathway over, okay? Thanks very much for playing that with me, Mary, because it's always helpful to have somebody that'll go along with it so that I can demonstrate how the technique works. We don't have a lot of time for questions, but I'm really happy to stay on with anybody that wants to ask any.
Well, thank you very much. You have really grounded me, at least in the principle. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Well, you're very welcome. If you want more information, don't hesitate to, well, I shouldn't say don't hesitate. There we go. How about that for a repass? Mm-hmm. Let me do that right now. If you want more information, please contact me. I'm Suze@BeliefRepatterning.com or jump on my website. My radio program that Bev mentioned at the beginning is on Voice America, which is an internet radio. So you can actually go back and listen to the archives of the programs that are there. There's about 6 or 7 of them on archives at the moment. The address for that goes off of my website, BeliefForPatterning.com, or you can go directly to www.health.voiceamerica.com, which you can get at it from either way. So I really appreciate Bev for inviting me on, and if any of you are interested in finding out more or doing some one-on-one work, I'd sure love to hear from you. All the best with your lifestyles program and your body balancing program. And I discovered something that's going to help me. Last night I did my one-week weigh-in, and I was really bummed because I hadn't lost anything, hadn't released anything, hadn't created anything positive, and I was like, oof. So this morning I got up and thought, I need to repattern this. Went and weighed myself, and I was down 8 pounds from when I weighed myself last week. So I've decided that the visible evidence is only weigh yourself in the morning.
Great.
Not
idea.
A good time to do it at the end of the day and use that as your visible evidence. So I'll leave you with that, and thank you for being open, and may your thoughts be repatterned the way that you wish them to be. Take good care.
Thank you.